Good evening, good evening, good evening. We're starting Siman Shin Tei Zayin tonight. Very exciting. The halachas of Tzod, catching animals on Shabbos. Page 250. Malachas Tzod is very unique compared to other malachas because of a few reasons. And probably first and foremost because it doesn't have a partner. Have you ever thought about this? According to many poskim, it doesn't have a partner. Meaning, Melaches Kosev, for instance, it's a Melacha D'oraisa to write something, and its parallel, its partner, is a destructive, is Moichek. And that's D'oraisa as well. Similarly, Boina, building, has got a... as building is D'oraisa. So it says also the Reise, and so on. Most melachas have got a partner in the negative. With regards to say, the whilst it is a machlokes rishonim, the majority of the poskim hold, and that's how we pass in the Maisa, according to Rov Shittas, that catching an animal is the Reise, but to letting loose is not. That's one very, very distinct difference and something very unique. We'll talk more about this because it's fascinating. Something which I find lomdish, very extremely fascinating, melachas tzot. You know, it's a very lomdish melacha. It's very, very lomdish. What do I mean lomdish? I mean lomdish because it's something which has a certain very subjective. Good. Yes, it's subjective. And in really, it's not. It's a bit less physical than others. We can all appreciate if you understand the concept of melacha. It's a creation of something. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world on Shabbos. We mustn't create something. And that shows, as Abishim Shem Fol Hirsch says, that if we are passive on Shabbos from any creation, that shows that we believe that the rest of the week, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the world. It's a sign of, so it's any positive creation is for us, is also a mitzvah the rest of the weeks, and is also for us to do on Shabbos. So understand that Boina is a positive creation. I can also hear that Kosev is a positive creation. I can understand that most melachas, there's something very positive to it, and something, the outcome is something very, very physical and very constructive. When it comes to tzad, not so much, because tzad is very lomdish, because you haven't actually physically achieved anything. The pol yotze, the melachas machsheves, the outcome of the melacha is not really something so tangible. It's the fact that the animal is caught. And watch out the way I'm even saying the words. The animal is caught. I can't say passive, but it's not something which you can physically... It's less physical, maybe, perhaps. You could say it's less physical than other melachas. I mean, it's not like the box you have built. It's not like the sentence you've written. It's not like the food you have cooked. It is the animal is trapped now. And therefore, it's much more lomdish than other melachas. And we'll see, because that's going to lead to some complexities and some questions in terms of how to define exactly the melacha. But it's a fascinating. I love Melechus Tzot. It's very, very long dish and very, very unique and very special. And tonight we're going to be learning Sif Aleph Meitz Hashem to have the initial definition of the Melocha. The Melocha is very applicable nowadays. Well, not only if you own a cat, which is very relevant, what are you meant to do with a cat? And not only if you've got a bird, what happens if the bird flies out, you have to catch it back. But also, even less than that, what happens if you've got... If it just happens to be that a animal goes into... What happens if there is an animal that just came into your... I mean, it happened to me once. Suddenly a neighbor's cat came into my house. And then the question was, am I not even to close the door? Am I not to just close the door? Because maybe I'm doing tzad by closing the door. Not because I want necessarily to catch it, but inevitably I am by closing the door. What about bees and wasps which are coming into the house? Does that also mean they're not meant to close the window now? Because I'm trapping the animal? And
a moth can be very dangerous.
Very dangerous. Okay, good, absolutely. So we have to discuss that as well. And the truth is, Shulchan Aruch discusses that element as well. What if it's dangerous animals? And we have to also discuss perhaps what happens with animals that you're not interested in particularly. Yeah, well, what about the flies that are coming into your house? Does that really make a problem of catching it? Interestingly, there's a shal which the Achronim discussed, which is not brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. But it's an interesting shaila, just food for thought. Here's the melachas tzod with regards to humans. What if you are, if you're kidnapping somebody? I mean, the shaila was brought with regards to The police in Israel, if they're allowed to catch people, is there any problem of actually? That's right. Yeah. Well, for that you need the chain. So what's the halakha with regards to a human? And it's interesting that Achanim do discuss that. And it's very interesting that it's what I've seen is that what would you say to catch, to trap a human? Mutter. Besides all the other, yeah. Yeah, if they, yeah, okay, so if they...
Abalach is trapping for skins. Is that right?
It is true, that's the... In the Mishkan, it was used for that. But the Maisa, it doesn't have to be necessarily for that. If you're catching an animal, for other reasons, it's also deraisa. It's at least a tolda, which is still a deraisa. It's interesting that what I saw in Achronim is that some take on bepshitas, that it is clearly also... And they of course it is. It's part of the melacha deraisa to trap a human is part of the melacha deraisa. And some take on b'pshitas, absolutely self understood that it's not part of the melacha. And it seems to be a very akotze machlok as to whether it's posh that it is part of the melacha or posh that it's not part of the melacha. It's in one case that I saw it being discussed. This particular shaila was with regards to a baby that is falling into cholila into a sea or into a river or something. And it's about trying to save the it's bekuach nefesh, but never mind the aspect of bekuach nefesh, trying to save the baby that fell into the thing, but to try to catch him with a net and try to pull him out as to whether it would be deraisa or not. Again, if it's bekuach nefesh, nothing, obviously it's mutter, but if for one reason or not, it's not bekuach nefesh, it would be mutter to do that or not, and that's where the person can discuss it. And again, it's a machloikis as to whether it's deraisa or it's mutter. Okay, let us see over here the definition of the melacha. Sif Aleph defines the melacha, and that will be able to give us guidance for the rest of the siman. Tzedo asura muteres b'shabbos. The title, the name of the siman is Tzedo, the catching, asur, which is forbidden, v'amuteres, which is permitted b'shabbos on Shabbos, with shav shivroik, and then we'll discuss about shiv shivroik as well later on. Okay, Sif Aleph atzod tzipoy, somebody who catches a bird. But not stam a bird, it's talking about tzipoy d'roir. I do not know exactly the translation of a tzipoy d'roir, but what I do know is that tzipoy d'roir is the definition of a bird which is difficult to catch. Tzipoy d'roir is a small bird, it seems from the poets, from the Achronim, from the Bialoch, it seems that tzipoy d'roir is a small bird, and it's particularly challenging to catch that bird. As opposed to other birds, at times you are able to catch, a tzipoy d'roir is particularly difficult to catch. Hatzot, somebody who catches a tzipoy d'roir, lemigdol into the cage, shenitzoy boy. If you catch a bird, it's like a tzipoy d'roir, shenitzoy boy, you catch it into a small cage, v'shar tziporim, and different birds, v'tzvi and a deer, lebais, into a house, hoy leveva, which leveva is also a type of cage, it's just a bit more larger area, shem nitzoydin boy, which they tend to be caught into that area, chayev is chayev. V'meinu nitzoyd boy, and if he's not caught in that, potter aval also is potter aval also. Let's explain what goes on over here. The Shulchan Aruch is telling us over here a fascinating definition of melachas tzad. And the definition is to restrict movement of an animal, that is the melacha. To restrict movement. So if you've got an animal which is caught, is now free, and I'm catching the animal, and now I'm putting it into an area or into a cage, where now it's restricted, its movement is restricted, I've been over on melacha, the rice of tzad. If the movement is not restricted, it's as free as it was before, then there is no av melacha of tzad. So the examples brought over here is, a tzipoy d'roir has to be caught dafke into a migdol, into a small cage. Because if you catch that little bird, that tzipoy d'roir, and you put it in a room, that is not considered melachas tzad deraisa. Why not? It could still fly around. It's not really necessary. It's not caught. Caught is only if I can quite easily catch it and it's within my remit. If I have not actually caught him in a way that I haven't curtailed his movement so much, I've not restricted his movement so much, he's still free as far as the bird is concerned, and then I've not really done the melacha of tzad. The examples then are brought, chatzipoirim, another bird, which they are not as free and as fast and as quick and as small as as a tzipor dror, a shal tziporim, v'tzvi, and a deer, la bais, into a room, he's ready. If I put a deer into a room, bais means room. If I put a deer into a room, it's caught. It's not hard for me to grab it. If I put even a normal, regular bird into a room, it's also pretty much caught. Not a tzipor dror, it's harder to catch them. But a regular bird, it's pretty much caught already. Yes, it might fly a bit, but it's pretty much caught already. I've curtailed its movement. Or leveva, even as a leveva, which is an area which serves as a cage, that is chayv, is considered chayv already. Before he was free, and now he's not. We made an itzot boy, but if we put him into an area, into something which is not really caught in it, he's not restricted, then it is potur, but still osam ad rabbanon. So that's the definition. We have now defined the melach of tzot. Again, the melach of tzot is curtailing, restricting the movement of an animal. That's the melacha. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph. Hatzot. Hainu. Sheposach shal hamigdol. I've opened up the opening of the cage. Ve'osetach buloys. And I've made various movements and activities. Ad until shenichnas atzipoyer. Until the bird entered that cage. Lesoicho into it. Ve'soger olof. And I've now closed this cage with the bird inside it. Now, even if I'm not actually holding the bird, I'm still chayev. Why? Key, because besogroi hamigdol, once I've closed the cage, nigmuratzedo, the catching is completed. It is now caught. It is restricted. Avol b'mashich niso lebayis, but if I've just put the bird into a room, hafula bayis cotton, even if the room is pretty small, v'gam achalonu stumen, even the windows are closed, hadayin in the notes that it's not considered caught. Why? Shetivoy shel tzipor dror, the nature of this small tzipor dror, it's very flexible and very fast and very swift. She'enu mekabel morus, it is not accepting authority. V'dor bevayis, and it will live and fly around in the room, kabasode like in the field. She'nishma mezoviz ezoviz, it will go from this corner of the room to the other corner of the room, and I still can't catch it. So it is very. What we're learning over here, there's a distinction between a tzipor dror and a regular bird, and the difference is very. It depends on the bird. If you take a bird, I mean, which bird you feel is pretty easy to catch? Yeah, okay. Easy to catch? It's big. Okay, so the birds which are considered restricted within a room, that is considered, then by taking from the free and putting into that room, you have been over on the melach of the reis of tzad, because now it is restricted now. But a tzipo droir, a bird which is very hard, it's very hard to catch them, by just placing it, by catching it and trapping it and putting it into a room, you haven't done the malach of the reis. It's true, it's also the rabbanon, but the reis are not. Because it can still free, it's still free. It's going to go from one side to the other. So here we can see that it depends very much on the animals. Some animals, by placing into a room, you have been over on malach of the reis. Some animals, you have not been over on the reis by placing into a room. It's not caught. It's still roaming around free. So, one question is still open to be, is still a key question to be answered over here. And what's that question? One thing needs to be defined. What's called caught? Very good. What is called caught? What is, how to define caught? And the answer is, that if the Bialoch goes into great detail, and it says that the definition of catching is that if you can be caught with one movement, in one activity, then it's considered caught. If I can catch in one attempt, in one go, then it's considered caught. If it needs much more than that, it's not considered caught yet. Yeah, so what would you say about... So, I don't know, I'm not sure about birds, because I find it hard to understand exactly. Yeah, but how do you define caught?
Well, it's like, once you've got it in the area, which is going to fly, where it's not going to be able to fly around,
What do you mean flying around? What does it mean? We need to still define if it equates in secluded area. Okay. Now, how big is a secluded area considered that it's not considered caught? And how small is the area considered relative to the animal? We go and say 2 square meters is considered caught. 4 square meters is not considered caught. And so how would you define that? That's a very critical point. We need to be able to define when is it considered caught, obviously relative to the animal. And the answer is, if you can go for it in one attempt, you can catch it, you can in one go, that will be considered caught. Yeah.
Surely most birds these days, it's difficult.
Yeah, I agree with you.
One go.
Yeah.
I was thinking perhaps it's like a large or cage in a room.
Yes.
And then the rest of the room.
Yes, I agree with you. I'm having a little bit of trouble to yes, I agree with you. It's a bit hard to understand how that most birds, excluding the tzipor dror, by putting into a room, it's considered nitzed. I'm finding it also a bit hard to imagine. Imagine this room over here. If you'd put a bird in, which is not tzipor dror, I'd find it pretty hard to catch it in one go. But yet, the Shulchan Aruch seems to be saying that it is considered nitzed already. It's considered caught. So perhaps it must be a much smaller room, perhaps. But even then,
Maybe different birds.
And most other birds will go into the category of tzipor dror. Perhaps. It could be.
Can you use a net?
Yes, absolutely. So maybe that's what it is. Yeah? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, good. Yeah, that could be. Mishnah Bosef Cotton Dalet says that these words that we just said, Nansif Cotton Dalet, Shem Nitzodim, La Fuke, Mabais, or Bevo Godel. If the room or the Bevo is particularly large, Shein, Yecholim, Letovsoi, and it is impossible to catch it, Beshchio Achas, in one attempt, in one go, in one stretch, Hainu, I Beritza Achas, with one running. You've got to catch it in one activity. Elo only. Tzorich leinofesh koidim shigenu. If you need to breathe a bit and stop a bit in order to reach it, loy mikir tzei to the reisa, it's not considered caught yet. It's a very important Mishnah Berurah. It's not considered caught yet. Afshu mekoyer, even if it is, there's a ceiling and a roof. Nevertheless, it's also. Nevertheless, it's also, but it's not by the reisa. Umimela tzedeh shom beweisa bebevechayiv. So only once you have trap the animal into an area that you can catch it in one shchia, in one stretching, in one ritze, in one go, you can catch the animal. Only then it's considered trapped. Otherwise, it wouldn't be. I'm thinking about owls or something like that. If you know they've got they're bit heavy and they're not so easy. They don't fly so fast. Here I can hear that even in a room already, it's going to be considered caught. With a bit of running and a bit of stretching, you'll catch it. But any other animals, I don't know, regular animals flying around, it's hard to. It must be as the Mishnah Berurah says and as you're suggesting, it must be a slightly smaller room in order to be considered sod medraisa. Now the Mishnah Berurah says. It speaks about fish. What will be the halacha with regards to a fish? Fish, you catch a fish and you put it in a fish tank. What's the halacha? Chayev. Catch a fish, put it in a fish tank. Chayev?
Can't go anywhere.
It's caught.
Where are you taking it from?
Open. Pond, yeah, pond to fish, yes.
Trapping it in one area of the pond.
Yeah.
Transferring it.
Problem? The answer. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Hashoyle, I'm in the middle of Sifkot and Dalet, Hashoyle dog min hayom, somebody who takes out a fish from the water, lesoich sefel shel mayim, into a fish tank. Chayev is chayev, da have a tzedo. Because that's considered tzedo, it's considered Tzod, Medei Reise, Avol, but, Himakoi, if you have taken it out of the water, Vivrichol, Esrech Brechas Amayim, but if you are catching it, and you have Vivrichol, and you are making him escape, You're making him feel he's breaking some into a little water pond. Loyavet Tzedah is not considered Tzedah. Shekam Sham Nishma the Chorim Las Dokim. Here we're learning a very important Mishnah Berurah. If you've got a pond of water and you're taking the fish into a fish tank, yes, this is Chayim Adereisa. But Mishnah Berurah says, what would be the halacha? And we're going to see this is going to be relevant later as well. What would be the halacha if you've got a pond and now I'm cornering the fish into a certain area? Will that be considered sod? Yes or no? It's in the same pond it was swimming before, but now I'm secluding it into a certain area. I'm trying to push it into a certain area. Will that be sod or not? Here the Mishnah Berurah says it's not considered sod because he still has got a ways of escaping. Since there is choirin v'stokin, since there is holes and little cracks in which he can escape, and there is still the fish tends to go into little cracks and little areas which I cannot catch in one go. Therefore, since it is still in that pond and it's still in that area that it was before, yes, more restricted, but still in the same, it's not considered chayv. It's not chayv in the reisa. So if I'm uprooting it, I'm putting it into a fish tank, it will be chayv. But by secluding it within that pond is not chayev. So we're learning now into something very interesting halacha. We'll speak about that later. That since he's got the means of escaping, it's not considered sod with regards to the fish. Since he's got still the ways of being out of my control, it's not considered sod. Al kapon me d'oraisa. Yes, because he can still go into, as Shulchan Aruch says, Shigam Sham Nishmat Lechoyim Velas Dokin. Yes, although I've secluded it, but still he can still go into behind cracks and behind, I think, it is secluded, I have buried it off, but it's still out of my reach. Now, there's an interesting Mishnah Berurah with regards to a lion. The lion. What's the halacha of a lion? If I'm secluding the lion of, I'm burying off the lion into a certain area. You've got a field, and I'm burying off I'm making some sort of barrier around the lion that he can't. Is that considered sod or not? Oh, so that's very interesting. The Mishnah Berurah, if you look at the first line of the first white line of Mishnah Berurah, Hatzot Ari, someone who catches a lion, Einoi Chayev, is not Chayev, Hatshach Nisino Likipa Shaloi, until he's actually in a cage. Shunei Sabot, and he's imprisoned in it, and he's actually physically trapped. What's the Chiddush over here? The Chiddush over here is that if you are taking an animal that is not completely trapped, you have buried him off, but the lion, because of its strength and its vigor, can still, with some difficulty, but can still break out of that area. Therefore, it's not considered sod. Since it can break out of the area, it's not considered sod. So, if it is, it needs to be a lion, needs to be an ari, needs to be in an area, in a kippah, it needs to be literally trapped in a way it cannot escape. If you're burying off, you're secluding the area, it's not considered good enough sod because it can still break out. But you're right, if it would be a very heavy barrier and a very, very solid kind of barrier around it, that would be considered sod mendereise. But often that will not be the case because it can still break through it and it can escape, and that's not considered sod therefore. We have learned tonight, Bezer Hashem, the halacha of tzad, the beginning of tzad, we've defined it, that any animal which you're curtailing its movement, you're restricting its movement, is melech tzad mendereise. If you're putting it into a place where you can reach it in one stretch, in one attempt, you can catch it, that's considered tzad. If he's not particularly caught, he still roams around freely, that will not be tzot mendereisa. We learned that it's like a relative to the animal and to the size of where it is restricted. And we also learned that with regards to fish, and we also mentioned briefly the halacha of a lion. Okay, good evening.